Thank you and good morning. On Friday, the County Department of Health and Human Services declared a local emergency due to the impact smoke from wildfires is having on communities in Trinity, Del Norte, and Humboldt counties. The conditions didn't improve much over the weekend, and an unhealthy air alert has been issued for residents in and around Wichpeck, Orleans, Hoopa, and Willow Creek in Humboldt, Gaskee in Del Norte County, and Burnt Ranch, Hay Fork, Higham Palm, and Mad River in Trinity. Cleaner air centers have been set up in Trinity County to assist residents in Hay Fork, Mad River, and Higham Palm. The cause of the poor air quality in the inland areas are the fires that continue to burn on federal lands in the region. More than 140,000 acres have burned, and more than 3,200 personnel are assigned to a series of five fire complexes. The river complex that has forced the evacuations in Trinity County has burned more than 53,000 acres and stands at 25% containment. Mandatory evacuation orders for some residents remain in effect. The Mad River complex has burned more than 32,000 acres and is at 70% containment, while the Root complex of fires has scorched more than 34,000 acres and is at 40% containment. And overall, there are 43 fire crews assigned to the blazes, along with more than 220 engine companies and 20 helicopters. In southern Humboldt, Cal Fire is battling the Horse Fire that has burned about 150 acres on Saddle Mountain east of Shelter Cove. That fire has closed down trails and campgrounds in the area. Cal Fire has attacked the blaze aggressively. More than 900 personnel have been assigned to the blaze, which was ignited last week. The cause is unknown and remains under investigation. The Humboldt complex of fires that burned more than 4,800 acres in southeastern Humboldt was fully contained by the end of last week. The Schatz Energy Center at Humboldt State University and Blue Lake Rancheria will unveil a new collaborative energy project with a groundbreaking event at the Rancheria this afternoon. The project is a community energy microgrid that will be funded through a $5 million state grant and will include photovoltaic cells, a battery storage system, a biomass fuel generator, and several diesel generators. When completed, the power grid will provide the Rancheria with about 50% of the power needed to run the tribe's government offices and the hotel and casino. Congressman Jared Huffman, HSU President Lisa Rosbacher, and the Director of the California Energy Commission, Karen Douglas, will be on hand for the groundbreaking ceremony at 1 p.m. If you're driving in Eureka today, be prepared for traffic detours. Jordan Christmas has more.
The city of Eureka will be performing construction work on various roadways this morning, and short delays near those construction areas are expected. Work crews will be conducting street paving on Myrtle Avenue between Harrison and West Avenue, as well as S Street between Booner Street and Myrtle. Street paving will also be done at the bridge on Fairway Drive adjacent to the golf course, as well as Everdeen Street between R and T Street. Construction will take place from 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. this evening, and at those same times again on Friday.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt State begins classes this week, and that means thousands of students are returning to Arcata, including the school's largest incoming freshman class. Arcata City Manager Karen Diemer recognizes the economic footprint the university has on the city of Arcata as thousands of new residents settle in for the school year. That means more customers for local businesses and restaurants and more sales tax for the city. But it also means a large employee pool for Arcata business owners.
Really, it's the employer base for us. You know, I mean, the students will come and go, and rental market is what the rental market is in any college town. But it's the employer base for, you know, those very, very good state full-time jobs that then, you know, a lot of those families live and raise families in Arcata.
The city has focused on making the downtown and plaza areas much more welcoming for visitors and residents alike, and that applies to the new students who attend HSU as well.
I don't know if we've ever really put a number to the value in the economy of Humboldt State University in our history, but I think we've got a lot of businesses that certainly this week have been gearing up, and I know that our downtown Main Street has done a whole little program to try to welcome students and their families with discounts to come to the downtown. And we've made a lot of efforts in the downtown area and trying to, you know, regenerate some interest on the plaza.
FEMA may not be able to put a specific number to the impact the university has on Arcata's economy, but the return of 8,500-plus people to the city for each school year means big business for Arcata merchants. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.